Modern-day teens are the most sleep-deprived group of any individuals the world has ever seen. While the majority of elementary school kids get the optimal amount of sleep on most nights, that number drops to about 30% by middle school. And by their senior year, only 5% of teens get optimal sleep on school nights. And the numbers keep slipping. In 2015, 58% more teenagers were severely sleep-deprived than in 1991. A recent survey of 60,000 American high school students measured how well teens are faring in terms of basic health recommendations for sleep, screen use, and exercise. Only 3% of girls and 7% of boys reached these targets. As therapists and sleep specialists, we've watched this downward trend in teen sleep. A perfect storm, a concept we'll explore throughout this book, of shifting biology, academic pressure, early high school start times, and a misconception that sleep is dispensable rather than essential, has been steadily chipping away at teen sleep. But while that storm has been brewing for decades, the explosion of technology has taken this storm to Category 5 hurricane levels. The smartphone is getting harder and harder to put down. Technology is ever more brilliant at keeping teens engaged and connected. Teen sleep took a notable dip after 2011 as the smartphone gained popularity. Meanwhile, the academic load on students continues to increase, and kids are being prepped for college applications when they've barely stopped playing tag on the playground. Like never before, teen sleep is being stolen from all sides. To make matters worse, adolescence is a stage of life when proper sleep is vital and game-changing to a degree that few of us fully appreciate. Books on baby sleep are stacked high on our bedside tables because no one doubts the importance of sleep to a growing baby. But the truth is, a teenager's brain is going through an equally important stage of growth, with potentially more life-altering and consequential outcomes. Adolescence is an awe-inspiring and pivotal developmental phase when the brain undergoes massive reorganization and growth. And much of that vital work happens during sleep. Missing sleep raises the risk of mental health issues, heightens teen stress at a neurochemical level, makes athletes more accident-prone, and causes the brain's memory storage to malfunction, which short-circuits learning and academic success. When sleep is missing, the ripple effects on mental and physical health are tremendous and exponential. Even when we as parents try to protect sleep, we often feel like our hands are tied. Yes, most of us know our teens should get to bed on time, but many of us feel frustrated and powerless because the factors that truly limit sleep, insidious technology, academic overload, and in some cases, punishingly early high school start times, feel out of our control. What can we possibly do? Who's up for joining us in breaking into the headquarters of big tech to change the algorithms that create increasingly addictive platforms and games, or magically signing a bill to make middle and high schools across the world start no earlier than 8:30 a.m.? In all seriousness, what are parents, teens, and the people who care about them supposed to do to protect growing teenage brains and bodies? The answers are in this book. In the chapters ahead, we will help you regain what decades of science have shown as the mental and physical benefits of good sleep. Together, we will explore the wonders of the teenage brain, the surprising powers of healthy sleep, and the roadblocks to a teen's full night of slumber. We'll translate that knowledge into specific, actionable steps that parents and teens, as well as school leaders, policymakers, and tech companies, can take right now to drastically transform sleep and therefore health and well-being. We even have a cheat sheet for your teenager so they feel personally motivated to engage in these simple practices. And along the way, you'll find yourself engaging in better sleep, feeling healthier, happier, and more patient as well. What can we say? It's never too late to start sleeping well.